It's that time of the day. Have you just woken up, feeling a bit laggish? Just need to get a bit more concentration. It's coffee time. We all love a good cup of coffee. Now, there's many types of different cups of coffee, but I'm here to tell you how to make the best cup of coffee. What is the best cup of coffee? Well, that's an easy answer. The best cup of coffee is the one that tastes the best for you. So, quick disclaimer, I drink coffee with milk and sugar. Yes, I add milk, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little, and sugar, always a lot. So a lot of people don't like the way I have sugar in my coffee, but I've found over the years when I've cut back on sugar, I stop drinking coffee. And then I add more sugar, and it tastes so good. I live in a world where iced coffee is a very big thing. And I think you'll find that the best iced coffees, well, pre-made iced coffees, always have a high sugar content. This is not because they want to get you addicted to sugar, as the conspiracists say. No, it's because it tastes better. Anyway, let's get back to real coffee. Coffee you make in your house. Of course, you can go to any cafe and buy coffee. Hopefully get one you like. But you need to make coffee in your house, there's really only one way to do it properly. Well, of course, this is an uninformed guide, and there's probably more than one way. But the guide I'll be showing you, telling you today is, in my opinion, the best. Okay, let's start. To make the best cup of coffee, you have to start off with a coffee machine. There's no use trying to make coffee without a coffee machine. Not unless you're a barista with a full cafe set up in your house. Coffee machines come in all shapes and sizes. Well, pretty well one shape, one size, but you know what I mean. Now, I've been a convert to the Nespresso world. I don't like it. I don't like the recycling aspect of it. I don't like the cost aspect of it. I don't like nearly everything about it except for one slight thing. And that's the taste. I can get 95% of the time the same taste. And when I found the taste that I like, that's the one I want. So that's the taste I go with. So I have an espresso. I have one of the new ones, the Virtuo. They are the ones with the bigger capsules. And being the newer version, we all know what happened with the old version of Nespresso. Somehow the patent must have lapsed or something, and then every man in his supermarket were making Nespresso pods. They were going very cheap, and the quality control was not very good. I think that gave Nespresso a bit of a bad taste, but also it meant that their business model needed some adjusting. And what's the best way to adjust a business model? Create a new one. No, they kept the same business model, they just created a new item. So the Virtuo is a same as Nespresso old school, except different size capsules. And no one else is making those capsules, so Nespresso has the monopoly on them. They are basically designed for bigger cups of coffee. I don't really drink big cups of black coffee with milk in it. I have basically a shot of coffee and then milk added to it that way. So I prefer the basic smaller ones from the Virtuo range. There's a few there, but I think Voltessa or something, not sure what it's called. That's about the one I use the most. So, how do you make the perfect coffee? First, you need the machine. Then you need some hot water. No. It's not for the machine. That's for your cup or mug or whatever utensil you're pouring your coffee into. You must warm up your device. Well, not the device, the cup. Put under hot water. Put it on the stove. I don't know, put it in the sun. Anything you can do to warm it up. Now, here's a little life hack for you. Load your dishwasher before you go to bed and set the timer for it to finish moments before you get up. That way, when you get up to make your coffee, open that dishwasher and take out that nice warm cup. Perfect. Ready. Easy. Number two on the list is you need some milk. Of course, cow's milk is the best milk in my opinion, but being associated with many vegans throughout the years, I do understand that not everyone likes cow's milk and not everyone agrees with cow's milk. So throw in any squashed up item you can think of, whether it's an almond or an oat. Not sure how you milk an oat, but anyway, oat milk seems to be popular at the moment. Or even soy. Of course, you can have it black as well, but I'm trying to give you the perfect cup. So we now have the milk in the frother. Not frothing up, just heating up. You do want it to spin, but you don't want it to actually get really, really frothy. Then you have your pod in the machine. Put your warm cup under that machine and push, pump. Pump that coffee through into that cup. Once that's through, hopefully the frother has finished around the same time, pour the milk in. Now, no need to bang that frother down or swivel it around or make little hearts or daisies or whatever you want to do in that little bit of froth that you're getting on your coffee. Just pour it in there because you're adding sugar anyway, so you're going to stir the shit out of it in a minute. Next, add the sugar. Once the sugar's added, you need to stir. Now, if you have a lot of sugar like I do, you will need to stir a lot. This is the reason you need to warm your cup. Now, if you don't have sugar, warming the cup is not as crucial. But once you add that sugar and you're stirring like crazy, you are cooling that coffee down far too quickly. A warm cup will overcome some of that stirring. Okay, it's ready. Drink it. Done. You have the perfect cup. Now, of course, if you want to make it another way, go right ahead. But I'm too uninformed to give you any advice in any other ways. So stick with your Nespresso machine, pump it through that capsule, and then recycle the capsule afterwards, and you're all good. What a great uninformed guide, hey? I'd nearly say that was even informed. It is something that I do 3 or 4 times a day and have for about the last 10 years, so I guess that means I am slightly informed, so maybe not so uninformed. But there you go. Another uninformed guide where we don't do the research for you.